the last few months, we've talked about five cases where you're allowed to keep an object that you find, and then we did five cases where you can't keep it, but you don't have to, or you're not allowed to pick it up to return it. Right, the five cases that we spoke about that you're allowed to keep it, where something is been there for a long time, it's all rusty and dusty, and you can tell it's been here for a long time. The owner obviously gave up hope because he would never claim it, even if it has a siman on it. The second case was when it got swept away by a river, the Zuto Shayam case, that no one could recover such an object. Now we spoke about if it's lost, you find something in a place where it's mostly akum, even if it has a siman, the person that lost it, even if he happens to be Jewish, who gives up all hope because who's going to return it over there in Mandamin. And the fourth case we've talked about, if someone found something, if you find something that has no siman at all, you're allowed to keep it if you can assume that the owner realized that he lost it already. We talked about money, that people always know about jewelry, they know when they lose it right away. In the fifth case of something you can keep is an aveda midas. Someone put something in the garbage can, you can assume that he wants to throw it away, and assuming that they're collecting garbage that day, and you could take it out of the garbage can for yourself, right? Assuming it's out there waiting to be taken away. Then we spoke about five cases that you can't keep, but you don't have to return. The first three were from that raisa, that if it's a zakin kashayna v'chavadu, or someone that's been something, it's an object that's beneath your dignity to take it, you'd be embarrassed to be seen holding such an object. The second was if it's something that is usur for you to do, like a kohen can't go to a cemetery to retrieve an object, or something that's muktza on Shabbos. The third case was if it would cause you money to return it, that you wouldn't be able to recover. The fourth case was if it's worth less than a pruta. And then we said that chiddush from the Mishpat Eitar, and then I saw also Rabbi Yoshev says this chiddush, that if it's something that's so valueless, it might be worth an approval, but something that people would be embarrassed or they wouldn't bother returning, if you say that you found their button or their paper-made pen, even though it had their initials on it, they'd be embarrassed to, you know, come to return it, to claim it, so then there's no point in picking it up. And then the last time we spoke about something that's usur for the owner to own, a killer cat, or we were speaking about different types of trade food, different types of items, so those that you don't have to return also under any circumstances. Now in these cases, many times there's still a pnimish or sadin that you should return them, and that's, you know, we can't review everything in 5 minutes, otherwise we wouldn't spend all these weeks doing it. Now I'm reviewing that because I think we've finished that section, and tonight we're going to talk about it really could be called a sixth case where you don't have to return the object, but I think we're going to see that it's really a different type of category. And to introduce it, what we've spoken about in most of the times, I think 9 out of the 10 pops we've spoken about, we've been talking about objects that were lost, where it fell out of the person's pocket. It's on the ground, it fell out of the person's pocket. That's when you start talking about Hashavas Aveda. But, you know, if you go to the barber shop and they have a hanger for suits for coats over there, and there's a coat on the hanger, so, and you know, the people up there getting their hair cut, so that's not an aveda that you go take it home and start making all fuss about, because it's not an aveda. The person's getting a haircut and he has his coat hung up there. It only becomes an aveda if you find it in a place where there's no one around, and it's obviously it was lost, so then it's an aveda. But something that's not lost, so there's nothing to talk about. You don't take it and return it because it's not an aveda. The premise is that these objects fell from the person. Now it doesn't have to actually fell from it. There's like really two possibilities, which are three. If you find something, you see an object laying around, there's two possibilities. The way I can think of it, there's only two ways it could have gotten there. It either fell from the person or the person put it there. Those are the only two possibilities. Now, if you put it there, there's two possibilities of why it's still there now. One possibility is he put it there because, like the case of the barber, he's putting it there until he gets his haircut, and then he's going to take it when he leaves. He put it there and he's planning on taking it when he leaves. Or he put it there and then somehow he forgot it, and it's you know, he went to shul and it was raining, and when he came out it was sunny, and he left it there. So even though originally he put it there, but now it's lost because he forgot it. Right? So tonight we have to talk about, if you find something and you have to first identify how it is that it got here. Is it that it fell from him? Then we talk about, we have all these different cases we spoke about in previous few months. Or is it that the person put it there, called Hanocha, he placed it there on purpose, and then it could be, but do you know that he's planning on coming back to taking it, it's all okay, or did he place it there and he forgot it there? Right, so we're going to talk about tonight what to do when you find an object and you're not sure if it dropped out of the person's pocket or he placed it there, and if he placed it there you're not sure, did he place it there and he's coming back to get it, or did he place it there and he forgot it and it's really an aveda at this point. Right, that's the topic of tonight. The case I mentioned, I think I might change the case, we'll talk about all the cases, but the Mishpat Shlomo has a case of, I think it's more like an Eretz Yisrael, but it could be here also. You find a ball, the people, they live there, they have parking garages where all the cars put their cars, they have areas there. What happens if you find a ball in the corner of such a garage? So it seems like it was placed there, but it's right in the corner, sitting there, but you know, there's a possibility that it rolled there and it landed over there. So what do you do with it? Is it an aveda that you pick up and you have to deal with, or can we assume that it was left there and the owner's going to come and get it there, and by you taking it you'll be doing a disservice because he's going to come out, he's ready to go play ball with it, and he comes out and some nudnik went and took it and putting signs all over, and he has to try to find the signs of the person who took it. I mean, this case happened in yeshiva, and this is the case I put on the email. We'll have to see what the halacha should be, that someone went to the bathroom in yeshiva and his keys were bulkier, so he didn't take them, he put them on the counter where the sinks are, and when he came back someone had taken it to do Hashavas Aveda, and because of that he didn't have a spare set of keys, and he had to call his wife to pick him up from yeshiva, and the next day he had to get a ride to yeshiva to get because his car was stuck there, to pick up, you know, with his spare keys, and then that day he saw there was a sign on the board, found set of keys on the sink in yeshiva. So did the person do a good thing by taking them or not? Right, that's the top of them. So we'll start with the Gemara, with the Mishnah actually. Mishnah Tafei on the days. Matz achar agafa achar agadir. Someone found something behind a fence or behind a wall. And what was that something? Gozalos mekusharin. Birds that were tied up. We'll see in the Gemara why they're tied up. Oh, Basfilin Shevasada, so he found them in paths in the fields. Hareza lo yigav, and you should not touch them. Matza kli ba'ashva, if you found the utensil in a garbage heap. Sa'im mechusa, if it's covered up, lo yigav, you should not touch it. Because assumption is this is talking about a garbage heap that's not going to be moved away, the Gemara says. Or it's not planning on being moved away. So we assume that he kept it there on purpose. And what right do you have to touch it? It's storing it. That's not an aveda. In Magulav, if it's in the open, so then Natzal Machriz, you have to take it, as presumably has a simon, so you have to take it and announce it, because that's an aveda. Right? If it's covered, it's don't touch it. Rashi says, Einzu aveda, sheimuzar, halav alasufa lesalam. This is not an aveda where there's a mitzvah of alasufa lesalam. Dimishtamiru, it's guarded. It's not a thing that you have to return because it's covered up. He obviously put it there on purpose. So the Gemara talks about the first case of the Mishnah. It talks about the second also, but we'll deal with the first case. The Gemara asks, my taima, what's the reason if you find the birds that you're not allowed to touch them? So the Gemara says, because we say, honey, inish asmininu, someone put them over there behind the fence. That's why they're behind the fence where no one will see them. Mishakalu, and if you take them to put the sign up and to announce it, les lulamarai simon avakavaya, these birds don't have a simon. So then, even if you put the sign up, what are you going to put a sign up that you found birds? How's anyone going to ever claim them? All birds look the same.
I'll come back
to the same. Oh, we'll see. Good. Shehilkel, therefore, Lashavkin, I leave them. Ardasim, Rabbi Shavkin, the only owner will come and take them on his own. Back to Gemara, but Amai, first of all, we said that the birds were tied. So Amai, Lahavi, Kesher, Simona, let them not be a Simon. He'll say, this is what they look like. So Amar Rav, Amar Barzavta, Amar Rav, B'mekushar, B'chanfeyem, they were tied by their wings. And Kuli Amahochi Mekashil, everyone ties birds in that same way, so the knot, the way they're tied, cannot be a simon. Shrek the Gemara will not be mokum simon, but he'll say, look, I placed them behind the fence over there. Right, that be a simon. And for the Gemara, Mel Ravuk Barchama, B'medadin, we're talking about birds that they're tied, but their feet aren't tied, so they can walk around. So the mokum can't be a simon either. So Shrek the Gemara, even medadin, so if the birds can hop around, so why are you saying, well, presumably someone placed them there and he's on his way to take them, and by you removing them you're going to hurt him? They could have come from anywhere. And since they have no simen, and it's an aveda that has no simen in a place where the owner's not around, so you should be able to take them. So the Gemara says, you're right, but there's two possibilities. So you're right, it's possible that it did come from somewhere else, but it's also possible that a person did leave them here and they didn't walk away, they've just been moving a little back and forth. So what's this case? So this is a case of a safek. There's a doubt whether it was deliberately placed here. It's a safek whether it was placed here and that's why they're still here, or they walked away from somewhere else. So Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, and the same Rav Abba Bar Zavda said, in the name of Rav, Kol Safek Inuach, whenever you have a doubt, was this object placed here, which would mean you should not touch it, or was it lost, so the halacha is L'chachila Lo Yitol, you should not take it, because we're afraid that it was placed there, and by you announcing it, it's not going to help the owner find it because he has no simon on it. But if you did pick it up, lo yachzer, you should not return it. Right, so from this Gemara we would say the halacha would be like this. If you find something that has no simon and you're not sure if it was placed there on purpose or it was lost, so then obviously you should leave it there. Because what are you going to do? Well, maybe it was lost and I should take it and announce it. But that's not going to help anyone claim it because he has no simon on it. So there, obviously, we have to be afraid of the possibility that it was placed there deliberately. And by you leaving it there, the person will come back after he does the shopping and take them. Or even, like you said before, that if he forgot them, so maybe he'll retrace his steps and find them. But you taking them home, you've accomplished nothing.
But I have a problem with this Gemara. This is the ring at the rest station.
Well, one second. Vim Natal, but if he took it, right, you're not supposed to take it. But if you made a mistake and then you did take it, so then Lo Yachzir. So Rashi says, that's a shot we have here on the handout, you don't return it to anyone comes to claim it. Tosva says the pshat is Lo Yachzir, don't put it back down in the place where you found it. Right? If you took it, so then you can't put it back anymore if it has no simon. Why? Because it could be the person came by, it could be that it was lost and you took it, and when you take it, now you're called a Shomer Aveda. Right? The truth, what do you do with it? If you find something that has no simon, if it's before Yiyush, the halacha is it has to be Yayimunach, you have to hold it until Eliyahu comes. So you have no right, something that you have to hold until Eliyahu comes, because you're now a Shomer, you can't just put out in the middle of the street or a place where, you know, someone else can take it. That's, you have to return it to the owner. So Tosus learns, Lo Yachzer, you should not put it back where you found it. And yes, when Rashi, what's Rashi say? Don't return to anyone. Of course you don't return. No one has a simon. You don't need to tell me you don't have to return it to anyone that claims it. So once again, the Gemara is saying that if you find something and you're not sure whether it was lost or whether it was placed there, don't take it, because maybe it was placed there if it has no simon. And by you taking it, he won't be able to claim it. If you took it by mistake, now you're a Shomer Aveda, you can't put it back. But the Gemara implies if it has a simon, right, the Gemara said, let the kesher be a simon, let the place be a simon. So the Gemara's mashia, if it has a simon, and you are not sure, was it placed there, or was it lost there, so then you pick it up and you announce it like any other Aveda, and that, those halachos we'll get into in the future. So that's what we're holding at this point. Now, we'll get to that. Let me just... Now, Tosfos has a kasha on that. Because what do you do with the second case of the Mishnah? The second case of the Mishnah said, if you find a utensil in the garbage can, if it's covered, lo yigavo, you can't touch it. Imugula, if it's uncovered, then you have to announce it. Now, what type of utensil are we talking about? Obviously, we're talking about something that has a siman. It has a siman, and still we're saying, that if you, even though it was placed there intentionally, since it has a, because it was placed there intentionally, even though it has a siman, you're not allowed to touch it. So why is it over here, where there's a good chance that it was placed there intentionally, if it has a siman, you're not allowed to, you don't leave it there, you take it and you announce it. But that's the kasha that Tosfos has. Right, from the first Gemara, we learned the first case of the Mishnah is implying only because it has no siman, that's why you leave it there. If it had a siman, you would take it and announce it, even though there's a chance it was left there purposely. The second case of the Mishnah, where it says that if something was left in a garbage heap, where we're saying also there's a good chance it was left there on purpose. There's a chance it might have fallen there, but there's a good chance it was left there on purpose. Because there's a good chance it was left there on purpose, you're not allowed to touch it, even though it has a siman. Right, that's the kasha that Tosfos asks. You hear the kasha? Yeah, so we're talking about a garbage heap that always stays there. This is a landfill. You can't take it. Then it's not, the garbage isn't taken away. When you can take something from a garbage, it's on Mondays and Thursdays when they collect it and they have it out there in the street, then you can take it. That's Aveda Midas.
But if someone throws something into the garbage heap.
No, so here we're saying he's actually here, he hid it in there. It's a good place to hide things. It's on his way to work and he puts his hammer in there, and every day he pulls his hammer out and goes to work, and then he comes home and he puts it back in there. That's where they used to go. They used to store things in
the garbage heap.
We'll call it trashy, okay. So it doesn't.
I know.
Yeah, that's the derech. Right, so that's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos comes out with three different types of areas where you can find something. And that's the basis of the whole shiur.
There's a machlokus with Tosfos. It gets complicated, but we're going to just go through the basic halachas so we can know what to do with lemaisa. But just know that there are different variations of this halacha. We'll go with Tosfos and with who the Rama goes with.
So Tosfos answers this kasha by saying there's a difference between the garbage heap and the birds behind the fence. A garbage heap is a place which is completely, we'll use the lashon of Tosfos, mishtamer. It's a place that's completely guarded. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's a fence around it and you have the only key. It's not your private property. But who's going to suspect that they're going to go through this big garbage heap and find the hammer there that this person stores there for...
You just said it was the minig to do this.
Okay, but the minig's not the one to go. I say the minig, it's possible, that's right. In other words, a person could do such a thing. A person could do such a thing, but it's not, you know, it's a big garbage heap. It's not a place that people are going to go and look for things that people stored there. Right? It's some people that hid there. Right? So that's what Tosfos says. If it's something that's guarded, that it's not likely that other people are going to go stumble across it and take it. So then we can assume that this person left it there on purpose. And if the person left it there on purpose, Tosfos says, even if it has a siman, there's no reason to take it because it's not an aveda. Right? When something's not an aveda, so then you don't take it. And to take it to disservice, like the Gemara says, in a case where we weren't even sure, to take it to disservice, because all you'll be my triage, you'll have to go find who took it and look for the announcements, is if it's not an aveda, if you find something in a place that's completely guarded, so this is halacha number one, the Rama Paskins said that if you find something, in a guarded place, it's on the side of a fence, which I have at the next Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about it's behind the fence. That's not so guarded. But if it's on the side of the fence, we'll see later, that's called guarded. Or it's in a garbage heap, so then
don't touch it no matter what, whether it has a siman or it does not have a siman. Right? That's simple. Now, what happens if you did take it? If by mistake you went and took it, so now Tosa says you can't just go put it back, because in the meantime the person may have come looking for his hammer and he sees it's gone and he figures someone took it, so he's not going to bother looking for it again, but he has a siman on it, so he figures that someone probably took it and they'll find it and they'll announce it, so he's not miyayish and he's waiting for that announcement. So if by mistake you went and took it, so then you should announce it if it has a siman. If it has no siman, so it doesn't pay to announce it, because if it's just a regular hammer that everyone has, no initials, there's no siman on it, so there's no point in announcing it because no one will ever claim it anyway. So there the halacha is, you have to leave it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and we'll talk about that in the future. That's possibility number two. Possibility number three, which is really a subset of the second one, is if you made a mistake and picked it up, but you didn't go home, you're still standing there, and someone says, don't pick it up, it's Malkim Eshtamer, just put it down. So halacha is, that's halacha, you could put it back. As long as you didn't move, because then what you're afraid of? He didn't go by while you were standing here, and he was saying, give me my hammer. Right? He didn't do that. So that means he wasn't there, so by you putting it back, no harm is done. Right? So that's halacha number one. If it's in a place that's completely guarded, like this garbage heap, so no matter if it has a siman or it doesn't have a siman, and whether you're not sure if it was placed there on purpose or whether it was lost there, either way, don't take it, because the halacha is, and this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Ramah, because we should assume that it was put there on purpose. Since it's in a guarded place, you say, well, maybe it fell there. Don't assume that it's in a guarded place. You can assume it was put there on purpose. And once it's put there on purpose, so don't touch it. If you made a mistake and took it home, so then it was really a mistake. You did something wrong. And now you're stuck. You can't just return it because the owner might have come in the meantime and not found it and given up hope. So then, you have to, if it has a siman, you have to announce it. If it has no siman, so then you have to hold it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. If you picked it up but didn't go home yet, you're still standing here, so then you could just put it back right away, no harm's done, because it wasn't an Aveda, and you're putting it back where you found it, and everything is fine. Another contemporary case, they say, this Shari Tzion, he says, like, an electrical box. I don't know how you do it exactly. That might be a cultural thing. Maybe I was just supposed to have an electrical box or a telephone box, and, you know, there's a place there to stick something in there, a screwdriver's there, someone, maybe the worker puts it there, and he holds it there. Right, so that is Mishnah, because people don't usually go there. It's not guarded with a lock and key, but people don't usually go there. So that's this first halacha. The second halacha, Tosfa says, the case of the birds behind the fence, that's a case where it's a little bit guarded. That's Mishtamer Kitzas. That's the third case out of the Ramah quotes. I have in the handout, but the Ramah uses that case, quotes that third. If it's Mishtamer Kitzas, it's only slightly guarded, partially guarded. Like this case, it's in the field, and people don't usually go there, but some people do go there. It's the workers go there, different people go there. It's a path in the fields. That's the way the Ramah says the case. It's behind the fence, the way the Gemara said. So there we have a suffix. Was it placed here on purpose, or did someone lose it, or was it placed here on purpose and the person went away and forgot it? Is this an Aveda or is it not an Aveda? Right, now we have a suffix. So since this isn't completely guarded, so in this case Tosfos says, that's why the Gemara says, in this case if there would be a siman, so then, like if the knot would be a siman, or if the makom would be a siman, so in that case, Tosu says, if it has a siman, you should take it home and announce it. Because in this case, there's a good chance that it is an Aveda, and since it's not a completely guarded place, the owner would want you to take it home and announce it, because there's a good chance someone else will find it before he finds it, if it really is an Aveda, which there's a good chance it is. So it's in this case that the diuk of the Gemara, the inference of the Gemara is that if it has a siman, then take it home. If it has no siman, so then you leave it there, because taking it home won't help the owner any. Right? Then to take it home, now we have to be concerned if it was an aveda, so then you could take it home and announce it, or if it's after Yiyush, you better keep it. But over here, we have to be afraid that maybe it was put there on purpose, even though it's not so guarded, but maybe it was put there, maybe it's not an aveda. And since it has no simen, so you're not doing him any service by taking it home, and you might as well just leave it there and assume that it's not an aveda, and he's going to come back and get it, because taking him is not going to help him. So once again, if you come to a place which is only partially guarded, it's only partially mishtamir, so then if it has a simen, so then the owner, on the chance that it is a lost object, he would want you to take it home and announce it. But in the first case, if it's completely guarded, even if it's an aveda, he doesn't need you to take it home and announce it, because it's completely guarded. He'll come back and find it himself when he finally remembers and retraces his steps. But over here, if he retraces his steps, it might not be there anymore, so he'll be glad that you took his chickens home, that he'll have them the next day whenever he finds them. If it has no simen, so then we have to be concerned that it's not an aveda at all, and he left it there a purpose, so just leave them there and don't take them home. If you made a mistake and did take them home, right, in the case of it has no simen, if you made a mistake and did take it, so then Baloch is you have to hold it until Eliyahu comes. If you picked it up in a place and didn't move, so over here the Ramah says you can't just put it back like we said in the first case. In the first case we said just put it back, it's not an aveda, so put it back and no harm's done. But over here this might be an aveda because it's only partially guarded, and to put it back in a place that's only partially guarded is not a responsible thing for someone who's watching an aveda to do. Right? If you put it in a place that's completely guarded, that's responsible, that's no problem. But to put something back in a place which is not so protected, that's not responsible, and since the Shomer Aveda is at least a Shomer Chinam, you're not allowed to put it back according to the Ramah, and therefore you would have to hold it until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. The Shach disagrees on that point, and the Shach says, well look, if it's lost, so then you're allowed to keep it because it has no simen, because he's probably going to be Yayish, so what's the difference if you put it back? And if it's not lost, it's coming back, he'd rather have you put it there, and then you take it home, it has no simen, what's he going to gain by that? So, and it doesn't seem to agree with the Shach on that, on this technicality, that if it has no simen and he picked it up and didn't leave, so the Shach has a good point in saying that maybe it's okay, he brings from Rosh Hashanah, that you could just put it back over there. So that's the case of if it's partially guarded.
Okay,
we'll get to
how does
a lost we'll have to hold that. Yeah. Now the third possibility that the Ramah talks about is in a place that's not guarded at all. You find something in the middle. You find something on a bench in the street. For the bus is where they sit, and you find something on a bench in the street, or a bench in a park where people go, where people walk. So there it's not mishtamer at all. So there, the Ramah says that even if for sure you could tell it was placed there, it couldn't have fallen there. It was placed there on purpose. If there's no simen, there's no simen on the object. There's no simen on the makam. So then you're allowed to keep it if it has no simen. And if it has a simen, so then you have to announce it, take it and announce it. Now the Shach points out the only time you could keep it is if we can assume that the owner was already realized that he lost it and gave up hope. It's no different than any other aveda. You can't keep an aveda that has no simen unless the owner has given up hope. He realizes he lost it. Now, I just want to. The Shulchan Aruch Rav goes, a lot of us can go with that. How's that different than Aveda Midas that we spoke about towards the beginning of the series, where we said one of the cases you're allowed to keep something is if someone left something in a garbage heap, or you left it out on the street, right? That's Aveda Midas, and you're allowed to keep it even if it has a simen, right? Because he left it there on purpose. So the difference between the two cases is that case is talking where you saw this person who was angry at someone and he just put his thing out there and he left it out there and he walked away. He might plan on coming back, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, but look, he left it there and he knows that he might not find it. He put it there on purpose. So that's Aveda Midas, you're allowed to keep it. Here we're talking that he was walking on the road, he has the heavy suitcases, and he put them all down on the bench to rest, and when he got up, he left one there, right? So it was hanocha. He put it there. On purpose, but it wasn't aveda midas. He put it there while he was resting. And then when he got up, he left it there. So that's why we're saying it's an aveda. So if it's not guarded at all, it's a regular genuine aveda. Unless you have reason to think that he just is masquerade, he make it put it in midas aveda midas. So if it's not guarded at all and you find it, so then you don't have to start worrying, was it there on purpose or was it lost? Because even if it was put there on purpose, it's not guarded at all. He has, there's no reason, if it has a siman, he'll want you to take it and announce it. And if it has no siman, so then you can keep it if he was miyayish. If he's not miyayish, then just leave it there. Don't bother getting yourself involved with something. So these are the three types of places you could find something. Number one, you can find something in a place where it's completely guarded. If it's completely guarded, so the best thing there is don't touch it. Right? If you touch it, you're stuck with it. If you didn't move, you can put it back. But if it's a place that's completely guarded, we'll just talk about not making mistakes. If you find something in a place that's completely guarded, the garbage heap, the crack in the wall, so then just leave it there. You're not doing any service by taking it away, and it's not an aveda. There's no purpose and there's no service in doing it. If you find an object in a place that's partially guarded, meaning you're not sure, was it placed there on purpose, and was it lost there, you're not sure, and it's only partially guarded, so then it depends. If it has a siman, so then you should take it and announce it. That's what the Rama holds. The Rambam disagrees, but the Rama holds that you should take it and announce it. And if it has no siman, so then just leave it there, because it could be it was left there on purpose and the owner is going to come back and get it. If you find it in a place that it's not guarded at all, it's in the middle of the street, a place where anyone can come and take it, so then it's a regular aveda. If it has a siman, take it and announce it. If it has no siman, so then, if you can assume that the person realizes he lost it, it's money, something valuable that he would know that he lost right away, so then you could keep it. And if it's something that he doesn't realize he lost it, then you cannot keep it. By the way, in all these cases, just to review again, our very first year, even if it was left there on purpose, but you can see it's been there for a long time, right? It's in the wall, in that little hidden place in the wall, but it's dusty and rusty, and it looks like it's been placed there. So even though the first year we were talking about something, a suitcase that had fallen off the car and been there for many years, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, most poskim, the Sma disagrees, but most poskim hold that even if it was placed there on purpose, but you can tell that it's been there for many years, right? It's on that coat rack in the barber shop, but it's been there for years already. Every time you go back, it's still there. So then you're allowed to keep it, because we can assume even if it has a siman, the owner has given up hope on it. So using these three rules, let's go back to our cases that we're talking about. Right, a beis medrash is a little bit different. A beis medrash, the Rishonim talk about a case of that we started reading with Ramah. They say if you find something on the side of the fence, so there the Rishonim say it's hard to know what category it's putting it in. From the Shulchan Aruch it seems that if the minhag was that workers place their coats, their hammers at the side of the fences when they would go to work. That's where they all place their objects. So that's called a place that's completely mishtamer, because that's what people used to do. They would put their objects over there regularly and go to work, and then come back and take them when they were finished. So the halacha there, the Rama clearly says, is you're not allowed to touch it. So pashtus is because that's called mishtamer legamri. Well, once again, it doesn't have to be that it's completely hidden where no one can find it. It's something that you can know is safe when you put it there. Like I would say, a coat room in a yeshiva, to put your coat, hang your coat up in a yeshiva, that's a place that's mishtamer legamri, even though hundreds of people go in and out. But people regularly put their coats there, so that's called mishtamer, a place where they have for the talis and tefillin, where places that have it and people are comfortable leaving it there. That's called mishtamer legamri, because even though it's not physically guarded, but people are comfortable putting something there, that's called mishtamer legamri. And if you find it there, don't touch it. If you find a pen on a shtender in a beis medrash, So there we assume the person put his pen over there on the shtender, and he'll come back and find it. Don't try. Right, that's the first case. That's called nishtamer legamri. Don't take it and try announcing it. And these are many halachas that you find like that. The cases we were talking about also in the past in Eretz Yisrael, they put the food in front of the makolot every morning. Right, so you figure, oh, it's in the middle of the street, and let me call him up and say I found your. Right, so why not? Because that's called even that's derech hanoch. It was certainly placed there on purpose, even though it's in the middle of the street. But everyone knows, don't steal the lebens from the makolot in front of the street. People are trustworthy to not take things from there. So that's called mishtam elagami. These different cases where the contractors leave their bricks out in front in the street. That's not aveda midas. It's not an aveda at all. That's called mishtamer legamri because people don't take that. That's this case of a davar mishtamer. That's called davar mishtamer. So anything that is the normal way to have things, like a sitter outside a water fountain, that's right outside the bathroom. You see, find a sitter over there. So that's not an aveda that you're going to start taking it and find the initials and put signs up, because obviously the person's in the bathroom and he's going to come out and take it. Now, you go back a week later and a few weeks later and it's still there, so then you can start talking, it might be an aveda, but in general that's not called an aveda. So all these cases you have to see what category they go in. Is it, if it's physically guarded, so then it's not an aveda and you leave it there no matter what. And now we're saying, even if it's not only if it's physically guarded, but if the way that people put things there, if the way is that people put keys on the sink or put things on the sink to because they want to go somewhere, they want to put their shoes on, they want to do something, they're putting their boots on, they put the keys there temporarily, so that's not an aveda. And by you taking it, you're doing a disservice. And you can't, if you take it and you realize, oh, I just made a mistake, I better go put them back, so then you have a problem putting them back because he looked for them already there and he saw they're gone and he's not going to go back. I do have this Shariti and just say, if it's something that, like a coat, so then maybe you could put it back because he comes every day, and you'll find it tomorrow, you'll realize that that might be out there. So once again, if you find keys on the water fountain, on the water fountain, on the sink, so then I would say that's something that people could put there and they could figure it's going to be safe there. It's a base medrash, the place that's safe. So then don't take them. You'll be hurting them, whether it has a siman or doesn't have a siman. If you find a $100 bill there, so then it could be mokum as a siman, and people don't usually put their $100 bills on the sink. There's no reason to do that. It's a good chance that he was taking out his change and he lost it, and the mokum might be a siman, then you should announce it. And it's certainly, if it has a siman, if it's something that has a siman that people don't, it's a valuable item, his Palm Pilot, that he wouldn't just put on the sink over there, so then that would be something worth claiming. The diamond in the rest stuff over there, so even though it was Derech Chinuach, but that's a place that's not Mishtamer at all. Right? That's the place that's not Mishtamer at all because it's Rov Akum over there, and it's not, even though they left it there, but they obviously forgot it, otherwise they wouldn't have driven away. And now that they drove away, we have said that they're Miyayish right away because they realize they lost it, so then you're allowed to keep it because it's something that is not Mishtamer at all. If it's in a place where it's in between, some people leave it there, some people don't, it's not so clear whether it's Mishtamer, and you find those keys there or the ball in the parking lot, right? That's what the Mishpat Shlomo says. The ball in the parking lot, he says that's a place. A parking lot is a place that's not completely Mishtamer, but it's not a street. It's not a Rishus HaRavim. So that ball he held, if it has a siman, you should take it and announce it, because that's the middle case. If it has a siman, you announce it. If it has no siman, so then you can assume that they already realized they lost it, so then it's an object that has no siman, and it's a real aveda. And then you're allowed to keep it for yourself.
So
those are the three halachas. Now you have to more questions. Just to review quickly, there are three places you find it. If it's completely guarded, don't take it at all. And included in that is a place where people normally keep things. Don't be a nudnik and you take it and try to announce it to be a good guy. He'd rather have it there where he left it. And it's not an aveda, don't take it. If it's a place where it's completely hefker, it's a street, so then it's all the rules of aveda we spoke about in the past apply here, even though it's something that was left there, but we have to assume that it was left there and forgotten, and it's an aveda. If it's the middle case, it's a little bit mishtamer, it's not completely hefker, but it's not completely guarded, So then, if it has a siman, it's worth it to take it and announce it, according to the Ramah, the way we would paskin. And if it has no siman, so then you deal with it like any aveda that has no siman. If it there was yiyush already, so then you could keep it for yourself. If there was no yiyush, so then you should just leave it there. Otherwise, you'll be stuck with yeminah.
The